it's your man Ed Hayes, the wholesale coach here, back for another video. And in this one, I just want to address a question that I recently got asked on the YouTube channel. I just been recently doing some of these little YouTube shorts, man, so make sure that y'all check those out. But basically, someone asked, how do you just get started? So salute to you for asking that question. I'm going to be addressing that in today's video, kind of giving you a blueprint, a breakdown of what I think you need to be thinking of and what's important on the process of actually getting started out here as a wholesaler, guys. So I hope that you all are pumped for this content. Go ahead, hit that like button for me now, and let's go ahead, let's get into it.
With me, that's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? That's a bet, right? That's a deal, right? That's a deal, right? Hey, coming down like precipitation.
All right, guys, so when you're getting started out here, you're ready to start rocking and rolling in your wholesaling business. One of the first things that you need to do, maybe you just started finding out about wholesaling, you just popped on YouTube and YouTube fed you a video about wholesaling. For one of the first things that you want to do is get out here and do your due diligence, like actually get educated, right? Get some expertise out here in the game. That's what I would say would be the number one thing right at the beginning. Get out here, understand the terminology used in the game, like an ARV, after repair value, ROI, return on investment, things like that. Like, you need to know certain little real estate terms and the typical lingo so you can really talk that talk when you get out here. So definitely make sure that y'all binge watch YouTube videos just like this that'll give you a clear breakdown on what you need to be doing, like how the lingo normally goes, what people are normally saying. Now, once you know that you've got the knowledge and the lingo kind of down packed, just make sure that you have yourself some great scripts. You want to have cash buyer scripts, motivated seller scripts, and you want to get comfortable with actually having these conversations. So you may want to do some role play, talk to a friend, a family member, things like that, your coach, whoever it may be, and actually have some conversations, kind of game plan these out in advance. So not only cash buyers, motivated sellers, but you may also want to try to grab yourself some scripts for dealing with realtors, as well as dealing with title companies. Those would be some key contacts and some key conversations to kind of master at the beginning. Now, what these scripts are really, really going to do for you is the next thing, which is giving you that confidence. You gotta be confident when you're out here. So actually getting familiar with that script is gonna allow you to be a lot more confident. You're gonna get out here, feel like you know what you're talking about, and actually be able to give off that type of energy as you're talking to people. Now then from there, guys, you're gonna wanna game plan where you actually wanna start wholesaling, right? So whether it's going to be locally or virtually, you want to do some target market research. You really want to base where you're going to start doing your wholesale deals based off home sales, right? Based off real life numbers. Men lie, women lie, numbers don't lie. So you want to get into those markets and do your due diligence when it comes to determining which zip codes, which cities, which counties in this state or this location is actually getting the most home sales. If we're gonna wholesale, there has to be a market for the properties that we're trying to sell. So do your due diligence. I've got some other videos on the channel talking about how to go out there and do some target market research. Now, once you've actually determined, like, okay, look, this is my area, I'm about to get out here in Chicago, I'm about to start doing me some deals, or whatever it may be, right? At that point, that's when you wanna go ahead and pull yourself a list. Now, when it comes to list and list sources, there's a ton of different places where you can get lists from. If you all have been watching my channel for a while, you all probably know that I usually recommend PropStream, where you can get 10,000 leads every single month for just $99. It's one of the best sources on the market right now. And definitely check out the video that I made on my channel showing you what I believe are the top 10 lists that you need to be pulling from PropStream immediately. So we're talking about like tax lien lists, divorce, bankruptcy, like you can get a lot of different data using PropStream. So definitely check it out. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. But like I said, you wanna get yourself a list with some really good filters. So you wanna make sure that this property has equity. You probably, depending on your area, you probably wanna like max out the value at like 300,000 on these properties. Things like that. There's a lot of things that you're gonna wanna consider when you're pulling these lists, but definitely check out those videos on the channel. It'll really, really break it down for you. Now, once you've actually got those leads pulled from PropStream, now you're gonna need to get skip tracing. Now, like, there's a ton of places for skip tracing as well, but I do recommend Versi and Reach, where you can get 15,000 skip traces for just $300 per month. I do believe that they changed over their pricing structure to like a quarterly or yearly payment option now. So kind of keep that in mind, but there's links in the description of this video where you can check out Versi and reach for yourself and get your lead skip traced. Now, once those leads are actually skip traced, that's when you're gonna go ahead and place those leads into your marketing platforms, right? That's gonna be systems like Call Tools, like Mojo, like REI Reply, for instance. So these are the companies that you can either be cold calling from or text messaging from. Now, honestly, at this point, like once you've done all of this work, you've done your target market research, you're getting more knowledgeable in the game, you've pulled your list, you're ready, you got them skip trace, you put them into your marketing platforms already. Basically, at this point, it's time to start, man. It's time for you to press the play button on your business. And at that point, you know, once you press the play button, make sure that you stay consistent. Make sure that you actually stick to it, guys. That's super, super important. You know, I just made a video recently about taking responsibility and accountability in your business, like taking accountability over the results that you actually get, right? There's a ton of people out here wholesaling, but there's few actually succeeding at the levels that they imagined when they first got in the door, right? So, and that's just real life numbers, you know? So you guys just really think about it. Once you get started, you wanna make sure that you stay consistent, that you get volume on a daily basis. It really starts with volume, right? You gotta contact enough people. We're talking about 15 to 25,000 people potentially per month, depending on the marketing method that you're using. But those are realistic numbers if you wanna get consistent deals. Now, from that point though, you gotta make sure that you're getting enough volume. Then you gotta be consistent, man. You gotta do this stuff every single day or at least 5 days out the week. Make sure that you're consistent. Don't be one of those, sometimes on, sometimes off type of people. Make sure that you actually stay consistent and do what you need to do to actually get out here and get these deals consistently now. So after that, you have to make sure that you're tracking, analyzing, and organizing all of your leads. So make sure that you have like a CRM system that you can put your leads into, something like an Agile CRM or a Zoho or a Podio, services like that, that way you can track and analyze and follow up with these leads. Make sure that you're not allowing leads to slip through the cracks. But this video basically was just about how to really get out here and get started. So I kind of just wanted to lay out like a little bit of a time frame, kind of give you like a breakdown and like a thought process that you may want to make sure that you check mark while you're out here trying to get started in your wholesaling business, guys. So I really hope that this video has been helpful for you. If it has, make sure that y'all hit that like button for your boy. Make sure if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel, man. I make a ton of wholesaling how-to strategy videos and things like that. So you'll get a lot a free game on this channel, guys. I think we had over 200 videos now, over 10,000 subscribers at the time of making this video. So definitely subscribe to the channel, y'all. Much more game still to come. Now, honestly, if you made it to this point though, guys, I want to give y'all one more gem. Once you get out here and you get started in this game, don't just sit at home and binge watch YouTube videos, y'all. Like, it's like video time has to be over at some point. Don't get caught up in that cycle of just, I'm gonna watch this person's videos and this person's videos and this person's videos because everyone's gonna be saying something different. Like, find you like one, two, maybe three different people to learn from if you are gonna be watching some videos, and just really get out there and focus more on taking action, y'all. Like, we gotta get out here and get busy if we wanna get to this bag. Don't just sit at home and just watch videos talking about it, just thinking about it. Look, I want y'all to binge watch these videos. Don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, guys, like realistically, if you really wanna get out here and actually start closing deals, actually start profiting, actually start changing your life, get out that job, whatever it may be, you gotta get off YouTube sometimes. You gotta get out that course. You gotta get off YouTube. You gotta get out here and get busy. You gotta take action, be confident, take that chance, y'all. Like I think it was Martin Luther King that said, like, you know, you don't have to see the whole staircase, you just have to take the first step in faith, guys. So get out there, get busy in your wholesaling business, man, and rock and roll out here. Check out those videos that I linked up above. I'll probably have them linked down below as well. As always, guys, I hope that y'all staying healthy and staying blessed. And until next time, guys, we are out.